Big night on television coming up, of course, with the Siege specials on both Channel 7 and Channel 9. Channel 9 starting its show House of Hancock, which features Gina Hancock, Rose Hancock, and Lang Hancock. Sam Neill's playing Lang Hancock. He looks the part too, doesn't he?
Mm.
And the role of Gina Hancock and Gina Reinhart, this, you know, it's quite a thing to do to play her. Mandy McElhenney, this is the lady who had a great career as a stage actress and then started doing those ads as Rhonda for Amy, and she became a massive, massive star the back of that.
Rhonda and Catoot.
Rhonda and Catoot. She was Nene King in Paper Giants. She was in Love Child, and she has also now taken on what is a massive, massive challenge in trying to play Gina Reinhart on screen.
Well, it is a big, big role, isn't it?
It is a big role, and she joined us in the studio earlier this week.
Good morning.
Mandy, you've played a lot of roles, Nene King, Cinderella, not that long ago, so you're used to big transformations, but transforming into Gina Reinhart, that's one of the biggest transformations of all, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it was an incredibly tricky process, but also a collaborative process. You know, the hair, makeup and costume department did a great job of trying to get the look right, and, you know, she's had an incredible physical journey over her life.
That's a very polite way of putting it.
Yes.
Well, haven't we all?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So how did you go through that process? Do they use prosthetics? Did you have to put on a lot of weight to do the role?
Well, we had to find sort of like a middle ground weight that worked for both ends of the spectrum. So, you know, I could eat the catering, basically.
But you had to put on some weight for the program.
Yeah, yeah, just for some of the looks. The problem was we had to tell a story over a 30-year period, you know, and they had to change the looks in half an hour in between takes. So,
and how did you study the personality? How did you sort of get into the role?
Well, she's probably the most complex, difficult character I've played so far, simply because, I mean, in the story, you know, it's about a father-daughter relationship, and it's about her relationship to family and you know, in the way that she becomes more and more powerful. In terms of getting Gina to talk about her personal life, it's very, very difficult to find that sort of material. So, you know, I read an enormous amount of facts.
But there's very little on the public record when it comes to video or film, is there?
Yeah, absolutely. And any record that is there is very well considered. You know, she considers her responses, and she's very guarded and very good at dealing with the media. But there's some incredible footage of her when she's about 12 years old talking about her father and her relationships and her dreams for the future. And I just kept going back to that as sort of the inner core of who this woman is, you know, and what she wanted to be.
Did you hesitate about taking on such a well-known role, particularly with someone who is so well-known and litigious too, in
yes,
going to court?
I was terrified and still am.
And as you said, it is a story about a daughter's relationship too with her father, who was a very strong figure and a very influential figure in her life.
Yes. And that question of destiny was really, really interesting as well. You know, I mean, it's like the royal family. She was born into this dynasty, and you know, there was no question that she would go on the path that she's gone. You know, most of us wander around, backpack, and try to discover who we are. And she's been on this course since she was a child.
We saw you play Nene King, another very strong, highly controversial woman. And so in the aftermath of that, there would have been ramifications, because there would have been people saying, oh, this didn't happen that way and that didn't happen that way. You go from one very strong, highly controversial woman to another. Do you feel when you're doing these things that you're almost living them?
Yeah. The moment I flew into the Pilbara, which was at the end of the shoot, we did those scenes, I felt very strongly connected to Gina and very connected to that country, you know, because I'd been on the journey of playing her for however many weeks by then, you know. So there were moments like that where, you know, I could feel how she would feel as she comes into that country and that land, you know, that she loves so much.
You mentioned you're nervous. We've already had one, I think, threat by Rose to sue the production. Have they got lawyers? They've obviously been heavily legal. You've got lawyers poring all over the scripts every day?
Yes, they were poring over them, you know, as we were shooting, and we'd often get rewrites on the day because the lawyers had gone through it, you know, and we tried to be as accurate as we could be.
We asked Rebecca Gibney this same question earlier this week, whether or not we are at the dawn of a new golden age for television in Australia, because we've seen the same thing happening in the US with HBO, Game of Thrones, The Sopranos, some of the best and most creative work now coming out on the screen is coming out through television.
Yes, and the long-running television, you know, where people can start a series or a telly movie and commit to it, you know, and have it as some sort of constant in their life, you know, that they go back to. I feel really privileged to be working right now. I think it's a really exciting time.
You obviously do a lot of preparation for your acting roles, and when you're doing it, when you're filming, do you find it hard to step out of that role? Because a lot of actors say the same thing, that they find it very hard to stop playing Gina Hancock.
Yeah, I must say that, you know, it had a profound effect on me playing this woman, and I was isolating myself quite a lot while I was playing it, you know.
We can hear it. It's quite interesting that we can hear and we can see it here in the studio. That's had quite an impact on you.
Yeah, it has. As I said, it was incredibly difficult to get inside.
Do you like her?
I don't think being liked is a priority with Gina. I find that a really interesting trait. You know, I think I've always been someone who tries to get people to like me.
Don't we all?
Yes.
Will we have more sympathy for Gina now after watching you portray her?
Well, I hope that I've portrayed a human being, you know, with all her strengths and weaknesses and motivations, you know, and perhaps shed some light on what is happening now in the public arena because of her history and what's happened to her.
I'm looking at this. Of course, you did Nene King. You're in Love Child. You're doing this. You've got the phenomenal array of work you've done on stage in Sydney. Do you still get Rhonda and Kutut when you walk down the street?
Yes,
still.
I do. Yeah,
you're still stuck with that forever, aren't you?
I am.
You don't really mind, do you?
No, I don't mind. You know, she's a very well-loved character.
Great to have you here.
Love
and looking
to
be forward
here.
To it. Sunday night, 8:45, Channel 9, House of Hancock.
Thank you so much.
There she is, Mandy McElhenney. You keep calling her Rhonda, though, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you what, though. There'll be a lot of televisions tuned into that program and a lot of remote controls pointing at them. And one of them in the Reinhardt household will be very, very closely watching, won't they?
You think so?
Oh, and an army of lawyers as well.
Watching
don't worry about
as well.
That.
Exactly. Yep.